Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. Today we're sitting here in the home of Herb Orpel, our managing editor, who's having some work done on his house. And I'm also sitting here with Dave Knight from Thornton and Grooms. And today in Herb's house, we are installing a new thermostat because the one he had was pretty old. And I guess I'd like to talk with you about, you know, what you do to help your customers choose the right thermostat and, you know, what advice you might have for other contractors. So first, you want to introduce yourself, kind of give
us
a little history?
Sure, Jen. Thanks. Dave Knight with Thornton and Grooms. I am one of the owners. There's three of us that own it, myself, Matt Bergstrom, and Mike Bergstrom. I manage the sales department and also handle all of our marketing.
Okay. So, and how long have you been with, or how long have you owned Thornton and Grooms?
It'll be 10 years, Labor Day, this year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Mm-hmm. So we do all kinds of work here in Southeast Michigan, and today we're doing a relatively simple thermostat installation. Herb here has a very old, not programmable, or is it programmable? But it's very old.
It's pretty basic.
It's very basic old thermostat on his wall, and he has a really nice furnace. Can you kind of tell like what you're doing today in the home?
Sure, absolutely. And I know you mentioned it's a basic repair, but it's really the focal point of, you know, the HVAC system, the heating and cooling system. It controls the comfort, and it's really what most people see and what they recognize as part of their system. So it's an important piece of the system, albeit a small repair.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing today, we're talking to Herb, and Herb is interested in,
keep going. We knew it was going to be noisy in here today.
Yeah. Herb is interested in upgrading his thermostat to match the sophistication of his two-stage variable speed furnace. In addition, he'd like to have Wi-Fi control, so he has some flexibility with the different schedule that he keeps. And also just from a technology standpoint and keeping up with the technology and all of the features that it offers.
Okay. So what advice would you have for contractors for, like, when they come into a home and the homeowner says, like, oh, my thermostat's not working right, or, like, you know, in Herb's case, like, I know it's old, I need a new one. What's the process you go through for helping them find the right thermostat for them?
What we find is that the customer usually can give you that information, and so it's really just through a line of questioning, trying to understand whether they actually like their thermostat, how comfortable it is, what their lifestyle is like, how often do they travel, what is their work schedule like, is it, you know, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, or do they have a variable work life, do they have people coming and going. There are a lot of factors that go into it, and so we try to get that from the customer, and at that point we can provide them options to meet their wants and needs.
Okay, so in Herb's case today, he's going with a pretty high-end thermostat. Are you finding that that's kind of becoming more the norm, or are people still kind of going for, you know, basic programmable? Like, what are you finding lately?
Sure. Well, what we find is that a great majority of our customers put in a programmable thermostat. There's just a tremendous amount of awareness now on what a programmable thermostat can provide from a fuel savings and obviously money savings perspective. We're also, you know, seeing, you know, thanks to the Nest, they do such a wonderful job of marketing, that people are very aware of the Wi-Fi capability of a lot of thermostats that are on the market. And so you know, we're seeing that more and more people are very interested in that. Most people have a Wi-Fi network in their home and, you know, are like the ability to turn their temperature up or turn it down, or to get notifications in the event that they are away for, say, travel for work, or they have a second home. Say we have a lot of customers in Florida or out in Arizona, or people that have summer homes up in the upper lower peninsula or even in the upper peninsula, and they'd like that ability to know what the temperature is and the ability to turn it on and turn it off from a remote situation.
Okay. And are you finding that it's, is it younger people that are going more for the sophisticated ones? Because I heard once that it's actually you know, kind of the baby boomer generation who has the expendable income, and they're the ones saying, I want that, you know, beautiful color, you know, touch, whatever, blah, blah, Wi-Fi, talking, yeah. Amazing, the thermostat on my wall. Are you finding that that's true?
It is. We see it really from our entire customer base. It's quite amazing to us to see the baby boomers and how much they engage in the technology that's out there. So what I would suggest is really don't judge a book by its cover, and you know that those options are always available regardless of age of the customer.
Okay. So for, I guess for our contractor listeners out there, do you have any extra advice that you'd want to give to them in terms of, like, maybe is it important to stay up on all the technology? Any, you know, I've heard from you and from your technicians that are here today, like, you got to listen to the customer. That's a big thing. But would you have any other pertinent advice?
I think what you said there is staying up. Up to speed on what's being introduced into the market. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes our customers actually know more than we do with the internet. You know, there's if you're not constantly staying up to speed on what's being introduced and what is being researched, customers are. They're so plugged in and there's so much information. Mm-hmm. So I would just advise that you read the magazines like the news. Visit the manufacturer's websites and really just stay plugged in so you're as up to speed as the customers are.
All right. Well, I don't think I have any more questions for you. Again, I apologize for the noise in here. We are in our managing editor's home right now, and there's a lot of contractors in here. It's very busy, kids coming in and out, so I apologize for the noise. But is there anything else that you wanted to add? Anything at all?
No.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and do a quick podcast with us, and I know our listeners appreciate it too, so... Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been our pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed our Newsmakers podcast. You can find more news and information on www.achrnews.com.